Thanks so much for joining me. I'm so happy to share this time of Lectio with you. I invite you to still your body and mind and focus your gaze on God. Look at Him and listen for Him. He is talking to you. In the stillness, hear His voice. I will read the scripture 3 times. Following the scripture reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to listen to God. Let this time and these words of scripture pour peace over your soul. First of all, make sure you are in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. Our minds are generally busy and our bodies tense. This makes it hard to be still and encounter God. Take the time you need to become still and relaxed. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Almighty God, our Creator and Sustainer, help us right now to rest in You, to hand over our cares and concerns to You. And in these moments, may we allow You to be more fully our Lord. Fill us with peace that allows us to rest in Your care. Please keep transforming us to become more like You. We love You. I will read the passage through once. As I do, listen for a word or phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention. Sometimes people speak of it as looking for something that shimmers. Notice it. Turn it over in your mind. And remember, this word or phrase of scripture is the beginning of a conversation between you and God. He is leading the conversation. You can just sit back, relax, and notice. Let Him lead. Our scripture today is Isaiah 44:1-5. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in the meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Still another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. I will read the text again. Notice the word or phrase that jumped out at you during the first reading. Is it still shimmering? Does it still capture your attention? Maybe you are drawn to a different word this time. That's okay. Whether it's the word from the first reading or a new one, look at it with your imagination and experience it with your senses. How does this word or phrase connect with your life? Does it remind you of something? This is not a knowledge association, but rather a heart association. God is making connections between your life and His Word. Isaiah 44, 1 through 5. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Still another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. I will read the text a third time. During this quiet time, notice if God is extending an invitation to you. It's not just about noticing how Scripture connects to your life. God is always wooing us, always calling us to let go of the tight grip we have on our lives and offer them to Him. What is God inviting you to? How will you respond? No matter your response, you can be confident that God loves you. Isaiah 44, 1-5. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Still another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. Now the time for pondering, noticing, and listening is done. Now it is time to hang with God, to be surrounded with his presence and peace. Remember, you are loved, not because of what you do, but because God is love. That's who he is. Therefore, it's what he does. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further, and sink into the experience of stillness. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.